Okay. Everybody have a good holiday, I trust? Good. Kind of thinking about the holiday season and getting into where we're at in this time. So today's sermon is Give Thanks, so kind of a cop-out there, but I figured I would go ahead and take the topic there. But something that we do need to remind ourselves of. I had to remind myself of it, and I hope it's a benefit to you as well. Everybody's kind of getting back from Thanksgiving dinner, may have eaten a little too much and enjoyed the fellowship with relatives, or maybe not enjoyed the fellowship with relatives, however that may be. So, today's scripture is based on 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8 through 36. It's a little long reading, so I'll try and read that if you want to follow along. 1 Chronicles 16. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles and His judgments He pronounced. O descendants of Israel, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all of the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word He commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant He made with Abraham, the oath He swore to Isaac. He confirmed it, Jacob, is a decree to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion you will inherit. When they were few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another. He allowed no man to oppress them. For the sake He rebuked kings. Do not touch My anointed ones. Do My prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all of the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare the Lord among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord has made the heavens, splendor and majesty before Him, strength and joy in His dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in splendor and His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the heavens be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. They will sing the joy of the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, O God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that they will give thanks to Your holy name, and that they will glory in Your praise. Praise to the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And the people of the Lord said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Kind of is a good scripture and summarizes a lot of things. Theme is quite simple. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is great. Sing praises unto Him. It's repeated several times. As we gather at the holidays, Thanksgiving means a lot of different things to different people. For some, it's food, friends, and football, and finding a bargain. So it should be a time to reflect upon all the things that God has done for us. In the United States, it was Harvest Festival that started off and kind of got forgotten about and was brought back as a national holiday. But as Christians, we have something to give thanks for every day, Jesus. The Psalms have many things to say about giving thanks. Actually, there's too many of them to go on, so I'll keep it fairly short. Psalm 95 says, Let them come before Him with thanksgiving and extol His name with music and song, for the Lord is great God, the great King above all gods. It continues, Come, let us bow down and worship. Kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God and the people of His pasture and the flock under His care. And then Once again, we come back to the theme verse for this particular church, Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 105, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing him praises. Tell of his wonderful acts. Psalm 106 and many more continue on with a very similar theme. Most church services, we start with a few songs of praise. Are these just songs or are they something that we sing from the heart? The Psalms were written many, many years ago by various peoples, and a lot of them attributed to David. Is it just poetry and writings, or were those the songbook or the prayers of the people? It's kind of funny how today's more popular songs are actually based on a lot of the Psalms, and we continue on with those. And when we do give thanks to God, do we thank you, God, here's my list of demands or my wants and needs? All too often that becomes the way it is. Guilty. Luke 17, verse 11 through 18 says, "Now on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. He stood at a distance, and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' And he saw them. He said, 'Go show yourselves to the priest.' And when they went, they were cleansed. One of them, who saw he was healed, came back and praised God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, 'Were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return to give praise to God except a foreigner?'" Are we foreigners or one of the 9? God does many amazing things for us. And often it's easy for us to forget all the many things that he has done for us and blessed us with. God is a great God, and he is worthy of praise. Does God need our thanks? No. But he does appreciate it. He loves a cheerful giver, and this doesn't just apply to handing out cash. In many of Paul's letters, we hear how he thanks God for the believers and their continued efforts before he goes on with all of the rest of the letter. In Colossians, Paul writes, "Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains." We know that there are a lot of missionaries out there in various parts of the world, and some of us have actually had the pleasure of meeting a few of them along the way. They may be serving in radio and TV ministries. They may be in the jungles of South Africa or South America. They may be in Eastern cultures. They all have a message to spread the word of God, and the Great Commission calls us to spread the word as well. Do we think regularly about these people? Do we think about our mission or what we're chosen to do? Do we thank God for what these people are doing and any way that we can help them, even through prayer and taking up offerings and helping them financially in other ways? God wants us to be happy. Luke tells us, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be poured into your lap. With what measure you use, it will be measured to you." This applies to Thanksgiving as well, and helping others, giving thanks for what they do. And hopefully in that it changes our heart to help others as well. God is gracious and he does help, but I think that we owe him thanks as well, something I'm needing to do myself on a regular basis and having to remind myself of all the good things. Dealing with different people, you get to see different lifestyles and different wants, needs, desires, and what is the focus, and are you thankful for what you have? I've known many wealthy people that have been very thankful, and God has blessed them. I've known other wealthy people who were very non-thankful, and they kind of demanding. And some are successful, and some are no longer successful. But it's interesting how God blesses those with a cheerful heart. Today's closing song is We Bring a Sacrifice of Praise. Think about the words of the song as you sing it. Don't just sing it, but read them and really think about them. Do we bring a sacrifice of praise to God? Are we offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving? Something to think about. And as we kind of wrap things up here, I know it's a brief lesson, and I tend to talk a little fast. Apologize for that. Let's do something a little different and have a group prayer, a thanksgiving. I'll start and conclude it. And if anyone has anything that they'd like to add, please feel free to do so as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. We thank you for all the answered prayers. We thank you for our country and the freedoms that we enjoy here. We thank you for the missionaries in the field and locally, for those in Brazil, the Ukraine, India, Indonesia, and others. Be with the Birdie family. Be with the elders of this church as they lead us. Thank you for all of their efforts, and help us to help them to spread the word. Thank you for music to worship you with. Thank you for this church of believers to fellowship with.
Thank you, Lord, for this family here today. Thank you for the example we can get from each other and the strength that can be built up to do what we do. This morning, we lift up to you, Karen, as she goes off to her team tomorrow afternoon. We just pray that she is surrounded with you and comfort her and help her know that we're all in this together. Not to be nervous, and we just have peace here that you feel here. We thank you for you.
Lord, we thank you for the healings of many of those around us in their ills, whether they be spiritual or physical. Thank you for the Bluffs allowing us to host this service in this facility. Thank you for all your blessings. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you are able, please rise for the closing song, number 232, We Bring a Sacrifice of Praise. And as you sing it, think about what the words are. And just as a note, there is a resolve toward the end of the song. So.